Now you can turn this over and you can see how the fasteners are right.
It's a beautiful fall Saturday at the Talcott Mountain Science Center in Avon. Teachers from Connecticut schools are tinkering with gadgets at a teacher training workshop run by the Connecticut Invention Convention, CIC. Science teacher Susan Prehar from Solomon Schechter Day School in West Hartford says she's learning to help students identify things that can be improved.
I think that there's an intelligent and organized way to present that so that kids can buy into it, because that's really a hard part, is to present to students, you can change the world, and have them believe it. And this program is fantastic to do that.
10th grader Mallory Kieveman from Loomis Chafee in Windsor believes she can change the world by stopping one hiccup at a time.
I got them close to every day. So I got into researching the old wives' tales, and I came upon three that worked for me. Lollipop can help stop your hiccups, apple cider vinegar, and sugar. So combining the three was pretty much what I did.
Kieveman wants to file for Federal Food and Drug Administration approval to sell her lollipop to patients on dialysis and cancer patients suffering from hiccups as a result of chemotherapy. Like Kieveman, third grader Eli Rogerson from East Haddam had a problem that required a solution.
It all started when I went on a vacation to the Bahamas, and I was at this restaurant that had hot dogs. And when I started eating the hot dog bun, the bottom of the bun broke in half, so the bun wouldn't be, like, secured anymore.
Ella's brother Jack Rogerson, a seventh grader at Nathan Hale Ray Middle School, had a creative idea.
This is the Rounder Bun. It's a tubular hot dog bun. The main things about it is it prevents bun tearing. It also prevents losing your toppings, getting them all over your clothes, your face.
Shaped like a tube, the bun is sealed on one end and is made by using standard plumbing supplies. Students like Rogerson and Kieveman say they couldn't have done it without their teachers. Shannon Karlowitz teaches fifth grade at Seymour School in East Granby. This is her third year with CIC.
I think the most exciting piece is that it really does allow them to bring their own passions and their own interests into it. So some children are inventing things that have to do with cooking and creating food or storing food. And some people are creating things that have to do with sports or a specific interest they have outside of school.
That's exactly how Robertson Mishaw became an inventor. His passion for drums led him to create a drumstick apparatus in fifth grade for the CIC annual competition. Then, 5 years ago, coming up on his 30th birthday, he turned his other passion into a business, launching Mishaw Pasta Sauce. The CIC program is expanding now from a Northeast Utilities Foundation grant of $225,000 and a matching grant from Stanley Black & Decker. And Mishaw is setting up an after-school club for children in Simsbury.
One of the aspects that the Invention Convention provides is allowing the children to speak publicly and give almost a sales pitch about their invention, which really applies to what I have to do almost on a daily basis with my product line today, whether I'm dealing with retail locations or consumers directly. So it gives them a lot more than just inventing.
The grants will help CIC to reach out to 200 schools from nearly 135. CIC board member Dimitrios Giannaros, an economist, says the 10,000 children participating in the Invention Convention are Connecticut's future.
In order for us to continue to be the number one per capita income state in the country and perhaps one of the top in the world, we have to create new products, new ideas. We are really the number one when it comes to exports of some of these products that come about as a result of innovations and creativity.
Now, in its 31st year, CIC has helped create patent-holding inventors and entrepreneurs who started young. The funding will be used to help students commercialize their inventions. Sujatha Srinivasan, WNPR News.